Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios, I've got Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm super. It's a brand new year. Things are
brand
good.
Brand new year. Holy cow.
Can you believe it?
I can't. Have you had to write 2018 yet?
Not yet, but I will today.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna try my hardest not to mess up.
I agree. It's a new year, and I'll have that confused for 6 months, and then be good for six, and back to being confused again.
Yep.
So at least I'm consistent.
Right. And you know, we will get to the point where we'll get used to it just in time to change it again. But we've got a whole year ahead of us, and with a brand new year comes a lot of teenagers turning 16.
You know, and I just want to remind our teenage drivers and our future teenage drivers of some safety tips while driving. So first thing is always focus on what you're doing. If you're driving, focus on driving. Keep 100% of your attention on driving, and don't use your cell phone or any electronic devices, and slow down. The faster you're going, the shorter your reaction time is if you see a problem.
Right.
Drive defensively. Always be aware of what other drivers around you are doing and expect the unexpected. Assume the other motorists will do something crazy and always be prepared to avoid that, and keep a 2-second cushion between you and the car in front of you, and make that 4 seconds if the weather's bad.
Right. And you know, we have not had to deal with terrible driving conditions yet, but they're going to be here.
They're coming. Yeah, we'll get weather sooner or later. So
nobody knows when.
And on those days, plan ahead. Build
right.
time into your trip schedule to stop for food, rest breaks, phone calls, or for weather or other business. Make sure that your car is comfortable and your seat's adjusted, your mirrors and climate controls are adjusted before you ever leave the driveway. And pull over to eat or drink. It only takes a few minutes to do that. And practice driving safely. If you practice driving safely, you'll drive safely.
Right.
Make sure your cargo is secured. Don't attempt to retrieve items that fall on the floor while you're driving. Pull over to do that. Have items needed within easy reach, such as if you have your cards or whatever, if you're going through a drive up, and always wear your seatbelt. Those are a few things to keep in mind. And then I was coming home from work the other night, and a young lady hit a deer, and I stopped to help her. And I thought, you know, a lot of people don't realize what you do if you get in an accident. So I want to talk about that as well.
Yeah, definitely fill us in, because there have been a lot of times, especially on the road that I live on, I've had a lot of really close calls of hitting deer. Well, what do I do if that happens? Do I just head on home? Do I call someone? Tell me what to do.
Well, if you're in an accident, first make sure no one in the car is injured. And then check if it's multiple vehicles, then check the occupants of the car, the other car that's involved. Make sure everyone's okay. And then make sure you stay at the scene. Leaving the scene can result in legal consequences like fines or additional violations. Call the police immediately. If it's an injury accident, call 911. If it's not an emergency, just call dispatch at 637-0890. And they'll dispatch their proper personnel to come. If you're on a busy highway, stay inside the car and wait for the police or an ambulance to arrive. And remember, it's dangerous, and don't stand along the freeway, especially if the roads are slick and icy. Make sure you still have your seatbelt on and everything, because you don't know if other cars are going to crash. Don't get into an argument or confrontation with the other driver. Simply exchange your contact information, and if possible, get the name and phone numbers of any witnesses. And then once all that's done and the police have been there, you need to call your insurance provider and report the claim. Your agent will ask you for any paperwork you received about the accident and give you the important information to get your car fixed. So it's just that simple. And, you know, a lot of people get kind of confused as to what their insurance company does for them. Your insurance company is there to fight for you. They'll contact the other person's insurance company, and they'll work out how you get your car fixed, how they get their car fixed. And so there's really no reason to get irritated with the other driver.
Right. Yeah. That's out of your hands. It's done. It's over with. Just get the information you need and move on.
Yeah. Yeah. And with cell phones today, you can keep most of that information in your cell phone as far as your insurance info and all your contact information. So.
Right. Which brings us to another point, and I'm actually kind of glad I just thought of this. It is 2018, which means that you no longer have to get safety inspections, but still very, very important to keep an updated list of what is going on with your car and keep it getting checked routinely.
You know, I tell my family, fix the little problems with your car. Don't let one little problem turn into 10 little problems that'll turn into a major problem. Stay on top of maintenance of your vehicle. And the concern I have with the safety inspection going away is people not checking their brakes, because how do you do that? You know, if you don't go to a garage and say, hey, make sure my brakes are good. How do you know that your brakes are good? And tires. As it is now, people push the envelope on tires, in my opinion. If your tires are weather checking, they're bad. It's
right.
Time to get new tires on your vehicle. And so you need to build a relationship with your local garage and have someone there you can trust and just say, look, just level with me. What do I need?
Right.
And make sure you stay on top of that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's the thing is I am terrified of what can happen now that we do not have to get state safety inspections. So definitely if you are amongst the many that are like me and terrified of the other drivers on the road in not so safe vehicles, just make sure that you're doing your part. Get your vehicle checked as often as you normally would.
You know, and as you're driving down the road, especially on your routine routes, have an idea of what you would do if there were something in your lane or if a car crossed over into your lane. What's your escape plan? How are you going to avoid that car and still maintain control of yours? Or are you going to take the lesser of the two accidents and maybe hit a mailbox as opposed to hitting a car, you know?
Right.
You need to always play the what-if game in your mind, and you'll find that if the moment arises that you have to react, you'll react well.
Right. And on the same lines for teenage drivers, parents, so sorry, but that responsibility falls on you to make sure that the car is getting taken care of, because you know that they're not going to take it in to get checked.
Yep, that's true. You got to make sure. And, you know, it's just wise. It'll save you money in the long run, truthfully.
It definitely will. Well, Sheriff, as always, I appreciate you stopping by, filling us in, keeping us updated, and always giving us some really great safety tips and reminders. It's a brand new year, so let's start it off and be safe while we're at it.
Yeah, everyone enjoy their new year, but be safe while doing it.
Absolutely. That has been another Castle Country Focus with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. For additional information on this interview or more Castle Country Focus interviews, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.